Hello and welcome to Love My Poland. We are in episode 3 of a 3-part series of top 30 confusing false friends between English and Polish. If you have not seen the first two episodes, stop right now, go back to those first two so you don't miss out. These are the final 10. Let's get right into it with number 21. Number 21, nervous versus nerwowy. As an American teaching English in Poland, I try to avoid confusion while teaching my students by stating that being nervous often means, but not always, being stressed or afraid of something like speaking in public, for instance. You'll hear Poles use "I'm nervous" to frequently mean they're angry or annoyed by something. I always direct them to use synonyms like "I'm ticked off" or "I'm irritated" or again, "annoyed." So when you hear a Polish friend say, "I'm nervous," it is highly possible they may be referring to feeling upset or angry rather than feeling scared or afraid. Number 22, golf versus golf. This is a simple one. Golf is the name for the sport in both of our languages, but golf in Polish can additionally mean a turtleneck style shirt or sweater. I personally like wearing turtlenecks during the colder months, and I've been told more times than I can remember, "Hey Russell, nice golf." My brain still has to kick into gear that they're not talking about the sport, but rather my attire here. So that's a tricky one for me at least. Number 23, dress versus dress. We're staying with clothes again for this one. Dress in English, of course, is a woman's gown, but in Polish, a very similar word, dress, points to a track or jogging suit. And I have to point out that wearing a dress here in Poland is not a good fashion idea. Do not go there. Take my word for it. Number 24, magazine versus magazyn. A magazine for English speakers will almost always mean a glossy periodical publication containing articles and illustrations like Time magazine. However, in Polish, I quickly found out the hard way that magazyn means a warehouse or a storage room. The word recently got even crazier in my life with Ukrainians moving in, and I've learned that magazyn for them means a kind of shop or store. Language is so fascinating. Number 25, receipt versus recepta. The year was 2005 and I attempted to exchange a garden hose at a local Tesco that I had bought. I bought the wrong size diameter of the hose and I couldn't remember the right word for receipt, so I told the lady there that I had my recepta in my wallet. She just stood dumbfounded with a blank stare on her face. I pulled out the receipt and she said, "Ah, paragon." So recepta in Polish is a doctor's prescription, not a receipt. The word you need for receipt here is paragon. Number 26, communication versus komunikacja. Communication in English is, of course, the art of speaking and being understood accurately. However, do not be fooled by the word komunikacja. This word, although super tempting to the new Polish learner, will rather indicate modes of transportation like buses, trams, or trains within the city. The local bus company here in Częstochowa, MPK, even features that word komunikacja in the official title of its name. Number 27, rent versus renta. I remember it like yesterday, sitting in my classroom with my Polish teacher, Mr. Wrona. I told him I had to watch my expenditures because I had to deal with my renta this month. My intention was to say apartment rent. He sort of giggled, looked at me up and down, and he said, "Russell, you look a little too young and physically fit to have, you know, issues with retirement or disability," which is what renta means in Polish. I never made that mistake again after getting teased by him like that. So if you want to pay the monthly living rent, you'll need to pay your czynsz, not renta. Number 28, eventually versus ewentualne. We know perfectly well in English that if something eventually happens, it happens in the end after some time. My son Jordan will eventually begin to speak Spanish fluently, for instance. But in Polish, ewentualne is completely and totally unique. It has nothing in common with eventually at all. Ewentualne in Polish is more of a possible or potential understanding. I heard this the first time when I had to buy a suit to go to a wedding. The sales clerk told me she had this suit in my size in black, gray, and ewentualnie dark blue. The dark blue was a possible or potential option that I could buy. Hit me the first time and I'll never forget it. Number 29, confident versus confident. One of the most important things you can do as a parent, in my view, in my opinion, is to build your children's self-confidence. We really want our kids to believe in themselves because we know that that leads to success. They should ultimately be confident people. But in Polish, a person who is confident is, are you ready for this? A snitch, an informer, a rat, an undercover agent of some sort. What? This one blew me away and it's one of my all-time favorites. Confident versus confident. Number 30, the final one on our list, pollution versus pulizia. All right, warning, this is going to get graphic. I hope no one's offended by this. Never, ever, ever, under any circumstance, say pulizia in Polish for the word pollution in English. I did this one day in front of my class, almost all females in the class. My teacher's face turned red, bright red, and she just kind of took me to the side and said, Russell, pulizia means wet dream in Polish. If you don't know what a wet dream is out there, just Google it. I'm not going to go deeper into that topic. But pollution, here's the word in Polish. It's one of the hardest to pronounce, in my opinion. Zanieczyszczenie. Zanieczyszczenie is the word pollution, not pulizia. All right, those were my top 30. I hope you enjoyed these. You know, there are a lot of false friends between English and Polish, but these 30 were the ones that I personally had some difficulty and frustration with. So for those that I didn't mention, it's not because they're not good. They were not ones that I personally encountered. So whatever ones I forgot, put them in the comments section so we can all benefit from your input. I would love to have you as a subscriber if you have not joined the Love My Poland family. So one more time, click the button right here on my beautiful 1932 masonry heater so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you in the next video.